It's time for Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. Oh yeah. You tell him, Larry. Brother Larry coming at ya.
Thank you, Brother Dre. Thank you, Lariats, and welcome to Sinner's Sunday. When you think of a nun, a Catholic nun, are there any other kinds? I don't know. But when you think of a nun, what image pops into your head? Maybe a movie nun. Whoopi Goldberg in Sister Act, or Ingrid Bergman in The Bells of St. Mary's, or those nuns in The Sound of Music, huh? Or the four nuns that beat the crap out of me like back alley thugs in episode 5 of That Larry Show. Larry slugs a nun. That's a variety of nun Hollywood tends not to showcase. But I know the genre very, very well. There are several nun archetypes, right? The sweet and gentle, the holy holy, the missionary paddling a canoe into some godforsaken wilderness to spread the word of God. But there's a new breed of nun the world discovered last week, and I've got to say I really like this new nun flavor. The church wishes they'd disappear, but I'd like to hang out with these two. They are Sister Mary Margaret Crooper and Sister Lana Chang. Let those names sink in, huh? Sister Mary Margaret Crooper sounds like she could be any of these standard nun types, huh? Kind and gentle, or zealous and chaste, or maybe even a meanie. Who knows? But that other name, Sister Lana Chang. That name sounds like she could be a James Bond girl. Some sizzling hottie in a habit that would be as habit-forming as heroin. She might look a lot like the nun on this episode's thumbnail. The nun with a cigarette and a bottle of Jack. You can only see at thatlarryshow.com. What makes these two so irresistible? Well, they're in a heap of trouble. They are alleged to have embezzled $500,000 from a church in Torrance, California. Did they use that jing to feed and clothe the homeless who line the streets of downtown L.A.? Spend it on widows and orphans? Invested in Bitcoin in hopes of ending world hunger? No, no, and no. They blew it all in Vegas. You can't make this stuff up. Over the course of several years, they allegedly siphoned off money from the parish coffers into their own secret account and then hauled ass out to Sin City for some real holy rolling. The church is understandably mortified. But they've got lots of practice at that, with all those short-eyed priests, right? Still, the PR boys did a yeomanly job of getting out in front of the story and defusing it as much as possible. Now, if you or I or anyone we know skimmed a half mil from an employer, which technically the Roman Catholic Church is, we would be charged with theft, arrested, booked, jailed, and awaiting bail. But not Sister Mary Margaret and Sister Lana, no. The church is going to write off the money, press no charges, and get these fallen angels the counseling they need. That's quite forgiving of them. And smart. If they threw them under the bus of the legal system, there would be indictments and a trial and an ongoing media circus. It would be grist for Drudge and BuzzFeed and 1,000 other web pages salivating for stories like this. Instead, they cover the loss, and the story sinks beneath layers of newer and sexier scandals in our fan blade news cycle. There is a paucity of details in this story, and damn it, I want the details. What was their hotel casino of choice? Did they go first class and hang at the Wynn or Encore? Or were they frugal felons, holing up in a Motel 6 and haunting those dive casinos downtown? What was their game? Slots? Blackjack? Roulette? Craps? How did they dress? Could not have been in the habits, right? Did they get comped? Did they go to any shows? How did they get to Vegas from Torrance? Did they drive themselves, fly, or take a bus? Hell, at their cash level, maybe they took limos. Meanwhile, some parishioners of the church they bilked are outraged. Outraged! But what do we in here at Sinner's Sunday think of those ladies? Damn right. Who can blame them? And let me reiterate, these are only allegations. Nothing has been proven. Although it looks like, since no charges are being pressed, there's nothing to prove or disprove. Sister Margaret and Sister Lana are members of the St. Joseph of Carondelet Order. I had never heard of that order until this story. I am very, very familiar with Dominican nuns. I took on four of them as a six-year-old and lost. The Sisters of St. Joseph Carondelet have a website. Seems they began in France in the year 1650. The website gives a lot more info, including their simple three vows: chastity, poverty, and obedience. Well, we know Sister Mary and Sister Lana blew one of those big time. Who knows if they managed to shred chastity while in Vegas? I sort of hope they did. I hated all nuns until I was around 10 or 11 years old. At that time, my family decided to visit Washington, D.C. I can't say I recommend that trip. Being in the same zip code as any politician or bureaucrat makes my skin crawl. But I guess they wanted to see the monuments, and they were impressive. And we visited some enormous cathedral there. If I remember correctly, there was a cafeteria at that cathedral where the tourists could chow down. So Mom, Dad, and my older brother and I grabbed these stiff rectangular trays and start pushing them along those tubular steel rails, loading up on grub. I still recall my choice. It was pot roast. Big pile of beef with a mound of mashed potatoes and some string beans on the side. And a hunk of chocolate cake for dessert and a big glass of cold milk. Somehow, between the tubular steel rails and the cashier, I managed to upend the whole damn shebang. It was epic. As I felt myself losing it, I tried to right the situation, which only made it worse, and everything flew and splattered. The pot roast was face down, same as the layer cake and the mashed potatoes. The milk was in a glass tumbler that shattered in 100 pieces and seeped across the tile floor. I was embarrassed to my bones. I felt like the dumbest moron who had ever lived, as my brother laughed. I can't even remember my parents' reaction. I just stood there, appalled at the colossal mess I had made, when suddenly, in my peripheral vision, I discerned a black shadow at my side. I looked to my right and saw something that had struck terror into my heart for years. The folds of black linen of a nun's outfit, with an enormous rosary hanging in those folds. I braced myself for a slap upside my head. Instead, there was this gorgeous, stunning, smiling face in front of mine. She looked a little like Ingrid Bergman, but way, way hotter. She had almond-shaped eyes and full lips and a cleft chin, and I was only 10 or 11, but I was just breathless. She winked at me, and in a honey-dripping voice, told me that accidents happen. Then she reached out and took me by the hand. I was nonplussed. What was going to happen now? She led me to the stack of trays and handed me one. At that moment, she could have led me into the flames of hell, and I'd have been happy to go. She asked my name, and if I could tell her what I'd had on my tray before. And she walked me down that cafeteria line and loaded me up with the identical lunch I had just demolished. Then she took me to the cashier and paid for my lunch. By that time, I was in an altered state of consciousness. I could not begin to process the kindness she had shown me, and I didn't fully understand it at the time, but another part of me wanted to ask for her phone number and beg her to wait a few years and then leave the convent when I would arrive to take her out. She was that stunning. And that 5-minute interlude, that nun just melted away all the rage and hostility and fear I had stockpiled over the previous years. It was an amazing experience. Suddenly, I no longer hated nuns. I wanted to date one. Maybe that's why I feel no consternation toward the Torrance embezzlers. I checked their photos. I held out little hope for Sister Mary Margaret, but there was a glimmer of anticipation for Sister Lana. Ah, if they ever looked like my cafeteria goddess, they sure don't anymore. But I like their spirit. I really, really do. Last week I promised another installment of The Real Christmas, but there's still time for that, and I'll just double up next week. This story had to be heard. Support this ministry at patreon.com/thatlarryshow. And if you see a beautiful nun in a cafeteria, don't drop your food tray, unless you're a 10-year-old kid.